we'll take up item 11A, proposed ordinance number 940, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing chapter 3.54 of the Wrangell Municipal Code, Nolan Museum and Civic Center Board. This is a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 940.
Second.
Any discussion? Change agenda. No discussion. Call vote, please.
Assembly members Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 11B, proposed ordinance number 941. Of an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 3.44, Planning and Zoning Commission of the Wrangell Municipal Code, to reduce the number of board members from 7 to 5 and provide for a transition provision to implement this ordinance. This is a second reading.
I move to adopt ordinance number 941.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, just to clarify for the listening public, the reason that this is being done is because the Planning and Zoning Commission is having a very difficult time getting a quorum, and in order to be able to transact business in a timely manner, reducing the total number of members is hopes that we'll be able to take care of that issue.
Thank you. Follow up, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That's all of the new business. We go on to unfinished.
That was public hearing. Now we're in unfinished business. You said new business.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Item 12A, proposed ordinance resolution number 03-18-1391, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the jobs description for the position of groundman meter technician 1, the creation of the position of groundman meter technician 2, and the amendment of the union wage and grade table. Postponed from February 13, 27, and March 13 meetings. There was already a motion on the floor on that item from the March 13 regular meeting, and that motion was to move to approve resolution number 318-1391, providing for amendment of the job description for the meter technician 1, the creation of the position meter technician 2, and the amendment of the union wage and grade table. And there's one person to speak on that item. And Mark Armstrong, if you come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Mark Armstrong, 611 Evergreen. I just wanted to have an opportunity to address the assembly in regards to this position.
Sorry, Mark. Go ahead and speak.
Okay.
Mark, can you give us 30 seconds to read through this first?
Sure. I'm going to read it to you. During our discussion about the meter position at the assembly meeting on the 13th of March, I was asked a couple of questions, and after some reflection, I would like to readdress them. First, I'd like to deal with the question, will this change the meter reader's job? Initially, I answered that the position's responsibility wouldn't change, but that accepting this proposal updates and makes the job description more accurate. I'd like to rephrase that reply It isn't that the job will change. It's that the job has changed. Over the past several years, the meter department has been changing. We're phasing out mechanical meters and replacing them with electronic meters. Because of the changing technology, the department policy has been to send the meter reader to a meter school for 1 week a year for 4 years. The meter reader has also been tasked with testing, programming, wiring test switches, troubleshooting, and other related issues, other meter-related issues that might arise. I could safely say that the past three employees who have held the meter reader position have operated above and beyond their job description. The proposal before you was presented as a case of merit. The meter reader groundman needs the job description changed and wages adjusted to reflect other city employees with similar qualifications and certifications. This seems like a good place to address the second question. What will be the cost to the city if nothing changes? If the meter reader only reads meters and grounds for the line crew, the electrical department and the city will most likely spend more in linemen's wages doing meter work, which, by the way, is not in their job description either. And they will not fully utilize the meter reader 40-hour work schedule. If the linemen are doing meter work, there will be no grounding work for the meter reader to do, and reading meters only takes 1 week out of a four-week month. The city will also be spending linemen's wages on a job that could be done for much less. In conclusion, it's been stated by some assembly members that it's their desire to only deal with unionized wages and positions during negotiations. Please consider this carefully. The CBA allows for changes as needed, provided that there is agreement on both sides. This is seen in recent changes to the public works lead mechanic position, the wastewater lead, and the water treatment lead positions. I'm sure that the union would like meter work done at linemen's wages, but they've agreed to the proposed meter groundman proposal. Both the city manager and previous electrical superintendent have seen this change as something that is needed and useful in maximizing personnel and productivity. These are the professionals that you've hired to manage and efficiently run city business. Please listen to what they're saying to you and give them your support.
Mr. Mayor, could I ask Mr. Armstrong a question, please?
Go ahead.
Mr. Armstrong, are you here tonight representing the union? I know that you're the shop foreman. Are you representing the union tonight, or are you here as the acting supervisor for the electrical department?
I am here and asked to read that because that's me. I'm also here at the disposal of the assembly as filling in for the line superintendent. But in both cases, I believe that the electrical department superintendent is the one who worked on this as a proposal, and he was in support of it. So I would... Oh, I was just going to say, no, I'm not here to represent the union. I'm here because, as a citizen, I believe this is good city business, and that was my purpose for doing that.
Okay, follow-up, Mr. Mayor.
Appreciate
it. Mr. Armstrong, you said that you're sort of here as a representative, sort of as the superintendent, sort of as a citizen. So were you ever present during discussions where this came up in union negotiations where the administration attempted to take care of this during that time? Were you present in any of those discussions?
Yes, I was.
And what was the union's response at that time? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I know. I'm looking at. I'm looking for direction here from the city mayor.
I think we're out of order.
Yeah, it's kind of out of order. It's not appropriate at this time.
Okay, I'm just confused what role he was playing. I'm not sure what we're doing here.
Mr. Mayor, if I can respond. So Mr. Armstrong and I had a discussion about some of his comments earlier today, and he is specifically responding to questions that were asked by the Assembly in these first two paragraphs here. Those were specifically asked by the Assembly, and he's addressing them. He's offering an opinion in the third paragraph there as to asking for your support, but I was fully aware from Mr. Armstrong of what he intended to read to the Assembly tonight prior to this. And we did have a go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so fair enough. So he's answering the questions that we asked. I think it's fair and within order for me to ask follow-ups on those questions. I think that if these are questions that we had, I'm not sure where this is falling in. In my opinion, it would be more appropriate for Mr. Armstrong to be responding as superintendent union versus an individual citizen. The lines are very blurry here for me, and that makes me very nervous.
Well, that was a statement, not a question, so I assume you're not looking for a response.
Okay, well, I have a question.
Yes.
So if we don't do this, are you telling me that this job won't get done? Well, that person that's doing this job right now, he's going to be doing something else, and this job's not going to get done. Is that what you're telling me?
Mr. Mayor, may I respond to that? So the change to the essential duties and responsibilities section of this of the meter technician 1 and 2 specifically states that that person will perform daily work orders as needed, including but not limited to reads, installs, and disconnects. Program, test, and troubleshoot electrical meters, and those are things that were not previously part of the job description. Those have been added because that's what that person is doing. And Mr. Armstrong and I spoke about this, and the concern is that the job description is being changed to reflect what that person is currently doing, and there is concern that if the job description is not changed to appropriately reflect that there could be cause for that employee to say, this is outside of my job description and I am not able to do this. And if that is the case, then as Mr. Armstrong pointed out in a paragraph 1 of what he read, then the linemen will have to do that work, which is at far greater expense based on their hourly wage and is not the most valuable use of their time given their expertise when they could be doing other things. So we're not saying the work isn't going to get done, but there's a concern that it may not continue to be done by the person in this position, this position.
When was all that stuff added?
That stuff was added at the end of last year when Mr. Hammer wrote this job description and gave it to me in November or December, and we brought it the first time in, when did we bring it the first time?
First meeting.
It was supposed to be on the second meeting in, it was on the agenda for the second meeting in January, and that meeting had to be postponed because the mayor was stuck in Ketchikan, and so it ended up being the February 6th meeting. So that these changes were made.
How long has that employee held that position?
How long has an employee held that position?
I would have to defer to Mr. Armstrong if he knows.
Approximately 2 years.
2 years.
But you'll notice in the comments that, and it's something that I think that you were asking that I'd like to address. When we started going from mechanical meters to electronic meters, we found ourselves playing a catch-up game in the department. We were behind the eight ball because we were using technology that didn't always work as we intended it. And so we were kind of learning as we went. And it goes back to I can think probably, you know, three employees back who have served in this position. were having to deal with some of these issues. And the problem, and part of the issue was that as the job changed, the job description did not change. And even when that present meter reader moved on to do something different, that job description wasn't looked at, it wasn't amended, it wasn't addressed. And that leaves us to where we are right now.
Okay, so.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, I'm a little bit amazed that the union would allow us to change a job description and not have a word to say about it, number one. Number two, I was called for point out of order, but I know that this was discussed with Mr. Armstrong in a meeting, and they said that it wasn't necessary to change it. As a matter of fact, they didn't do anything about it. So, I'm a little bit curious why now, when we're not in negotiations any longer, this is something that we need to do all of a sudden. I appreciate that city manager is looking at these things and saying, we need to clean this up. But we attempted to clean this up with the union. We attempted to get this done, and they chose not to do it. Now, that may have been a negotiating tactic or whatever, but they chose not to do it. Now, when we're not in a collective bargaining agreement, they want to reopen it. Well, actually, we want to reopen it, which I am not for. These things have to be discussed during the collective bargaining. If we're changing job descriptions, I can guarantee the union will come talk to us. I don't understand how all of a sudden this is the union. According to Mr. Armstrong, we changed this person's job description. We've been adding all kinds of things to it. And the union never came to us, but we're saying, gosh, we feel really badly about this and we need to clean this up. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I know in other places we have positions where folks say, I'm the maintenance man, I don't do any repairs. You can't add a repair facet to things. So I know how this union operates, and they don't operate by allowing sloppy housekeeping. So if that is indeed the case, that we changed the job description, number one, shame on us, we shouldn't have done that. Number two, we need to take a look at the whole picture. We keep getting a lot of things thrown on us after the fact, and I would really like to see this laid out very carefully, because re-entering into a negotiating outside of the collective bargaining agreement can come back to bite us. And I think that our former city manager made that mistake once, and my understanding is he would never make it again, where he went through outside of collective bargaining, tried to do some things, and then it came back, and we didn't give any credit for it. We just wound up having to fight hard for other things. So I am kind of nervous about this whole process and how this is going down.
Mr. Mayor, may I clarify something? Mr. Mayor and Assemblymember Prezonka, I need to clarify that my response to Assemblymember Powell's request as to when the change was made to the job description was, that was the change made to the draft job description. Mr. Hammer submitted it to me in November or December. It wasn't changed unilaterally without you or the union knowing about it, and now I'm coming back as administration after the fact trying to clear that up. This was the change that Mr. Hammer originally submitted to me, and we tried to get it on the agenda at the second meeting in January, which ended up being postponed till February. So there's a reasonable reason for the time gap. The job description as it sits right now remains the same as it has been. The changes are to the draft. I just want to be clear about that.
Fair enough. I guess what we're looking at is that the position has been operating in this capacity for quite some time. As a matter of fact, it was brought to our attention that this may not have been an equitable deal financially for this individual. We attempted to take care of that in negotiations, which Mr. Armstrong was a part of. My understanding is, at that time, they decided not to do anything. That was not on their plate. They weren't interested in it. Now, we've re-raised it, and I think my position is, we raised that during the collective bargaining where we look to make that position whole. If we do it right now, we're working outside of our collective bargaining agreement, and nothing stops us from having to do this all the way along, and I worry about that. I would rather see us working within the collective bargaining process. And because we need to have some things in our bag that are the goodie bags that we can also hand out as we go along. That's it for me.
Drew.
Mark, can you outline for me? I have the document in front of me and I've been going through it.
Mm-hmm.
The initial meter groundsman meter reader position that we currently have. Can you highlight some of the things that are really the biggest changes to that? That, you know, I know you said that we would essentially be losing money by having that person, by not upping this position and having our lineman doing this. Can you highlight a few of the things that, that this person is or should be doing? Are they currently doing many of these
things? They have been currently doing this, yes.
Okay.
Yes, they have.
So they're doing things outside of their job description currently that we're trying to add into it.
I believe the clerk, or the clerk can, and I believe that you've had that before. The old job description and what it describes as opposed to what the new one is.
It's done in track changes so that they can
yes.
see the difference.
Yes.
And
go ahead.
And so basically that should cover the differences.
Go ahead, Gary. I don't want them outlined because I can see them. I see all the differences. I don't want to get into this job description. So, I mean, it's right there in front of us. I don't mean to be disrespectful or anything. I just don't want to get that far into it. I am going to say that I agree with Councilman Pisanka. This is a collective bargaining thing. I really appreciate what Lisa has done with this and everything, but I don't agree with it. I'm sorry. The job's going to get done no matter what. We have the people there to do the job. We already pay them to do this job, whether it's a lineman or a meter reader job. Someone's going to do this job. It's already there in the city right now. I feel this is a collective bargaining, and then that's where I want to leave it.
There's some license and certificate, sorry, I'm tired, required for both jobs, a Class A CDL, flagger card, CPR. Does the person doing this now have all those things? Because, I mean, they're supposed to have it anyways. I'm just kind of curious. Because, and if they're doing some of these installs and stuff, are they doing it under somebody else's certifications? Because you said you got to go to school a week. For 4 years, 1 week every year for 4 years to get the training to do it. I'm just curious. I just want to know if it's legal for them to do what they're doing now with the meters?
Yes,
it is. Okay, and do they have the current, the Class A CDL, the CPR, the flag?